amazing Cultures to Parents support group are sponsoring this series of the Multi-Schools Lowdown. We offer support for families of children and young people with special educational needs in the Colchester area. To learn more and get in touch, please visit the MAYS website, themaysgroup.co.uk.
We have an in-person and an in-animal interview for you this time. I took a trip to the Dedham Therapy Farm and heard all about the fantastic work that they're doing to support young people and people of all ages, the power of animal therapy, and their plans for developing the farm in the future. I'm here with Amy and Georgia. Could you guys just start by telling us what Dedham Therapy Farm is all about?
Okay. So we are a therapy farm that provides occupational therapy and animal-assisted therapy to anyone that has any barriers in their daily life. We support a wide variety of people, and anyone from any age can access our service. At the moment, our youngest service user is 4, right up until 62 years of age.
Yeah, it's very varied, isn't it? We've got a lot of people with learning disabilities, mental health illnesses, anything that might provide a barrier to their daily living.
Mm. Yeah. So they come along and they get involved in the care and maintenance of the animals on a day-to-day basis. They help with feeding them, grooming them, animal husbandry tasks. We have a small garden that they get involved in producing veg that they can then feed to the animals or take home. We do some woodwork, gardening,
arts and crafts. It's really varied, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, fantastic. So I think we're going to walk and talk, and I'll ask questions as we go along.
So we'll go to the birds.
Yeah, we'll go to... Okay, brilliant. So obviously you mentioned you worked with a range of age groups there.
Yeah.
Our focus kind of with this podcast is around children. So from your perspective, what kind of feedback have you had from children? What do you think they gain from the therapy farm?
We definitely see children building their confidence.
Yeah.
A lot of self-esteem. Being around the animals, their anxiety levels kind of lower. There's a lot of research that kind of supports the idea of like the animals and human bond, because there's no judgment from the animals. They have the unconditional love for humans, and as long as we are meeting their basic needs, they will love us and be affectionate if we've got food. As you can hear, they're all coming here now because George has got some food.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just want to be loved and they need support.
Yeah.
And they're happy. And our farm assistants come in and they can see that the animals have no prejudgment of them. The kids then are meeting their needs and they have achieved that task. And the animal is grateful. They're getting to learn more about the animal, so they're learning what they eat, about nutrition for the animals. They can refer it back to them and how they should be looking after themselves.
I know the reason I'm here is because one of our individuals who we're all connected to is Rosie, who's one of our ambassadors. So from your perspective, I know we spoke a little bit even before we started recording, and you spoke about confidence. How do you think like things like this help children like Rosie in particular?
So it really builds their confidence being with the animals, I think. And like we said, the animals don't expect anything from them. There's that kind of mutual respect between the animals and them. But also they work alongside other farm assistants, working with the staff as well.
Yeah.
So it's building their personal confidence, but also their confidence in fulfilling tasks and the different activities that they can do here.
Yeah.
It's really giving them that sense of a role of being a farm assistant. And
sometimes we find the kids actually, they learn something and then maybe someone, a parent comes or someone else joins the group and they know something, so they have the confidence then to say, well, actually, I know this about the animal, whereas the other person didn't.
Yeah.
So they're learning new skills that they can then share, and they have that sense of achievement that they've participated in it. And they've helped someone else to grow their knowledge and skills.
Yeah.
And it's really having that sense of a role, isn't it? And being able to share that knowledge and teach other people, I think.
And because where farm assistants are referred, they have that interest in animals, so it comes easy to them.
Yeah.
It's not as if we're really pushing them or they have to do it. They're coming here because they want to come.
Yeah.
So a lot of the children that come along feel like they're coming just to be around the animals and care for the animals and not actually working on goals of their own. So they don't see us as being therapists that are leading a session with a purpose or a goal at the end of it. They just see it as being a fun activity, and they get to spend with animals, and they've done a job to help the animals.
Yeah, no, that's good. I think one of the beauties of this, obviously, and the reason I'm able to stand here now, even with everything that's going on, is obviously it's outside. And I know in whatever normal times was, you also offered like outreach work to schools as well. Can you just talk a little bit about what you guys were doing there?
So again, we went to a variety of settings. We did schools, hospitals, residential units, care homes, a lot of universities.
Yeah, universities and colleges, especially around exam times, to help reduce exam stress.
Okay.
So the schools, kind of focusing on the schools, we'd run a 6-week program. So the teachers or whoever in the school would identify the children that they felt would benefit from being around animals. So we'd bring in dogs, and our program ran that we worked on different skills each week. So whether that be confidence building, teamwork, socialization, communication skills, just even engagement in school. Definitely whenever new kids are starting in school or moving into a classroom that they don't know anyone else in, the teachers were finding that they weren't integrating, that maybe they'd come to the dogs, the therapy sessions, and it would help them build their confidence at the school. And when they went back to class, they had loads to speak about because they had been with the dogs for an hour, and all the kids wanted to know about it because they'd see them walking through the school.
So
it kind of works on loads of different skills.
Yeah, also being out in society, we used to do dog walks, so it's good practice for in the future, and having that respect for how you care for a dog and respect other people around you.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting with dogs. There has been a big rise in kind of awareness around how it can support young people. And there's a lot of local schools who have therapy dogs now in place, which is brilliant. And we've just been speaking to young people across Essex about employment opportunities when they're older.
Yeah.
And so many young people want to work with animals. What would your advice be to young people who do want to work with animals in the future? What are some of the skills they need?
I think a big thing is like understanding how to treat animals and kind of being able to know what they need, what their basic needs are, and how we can meet them, how to be kind to animals.
And understanding their behaviour, how we treat them, and understanding how the animal's feeling, what you do, depending on that.
Yeah. So being very in touch with like what the animals need, just like you would a human being, I guess, in the
definitely.
Workplace. Yeah.
And the animals are, if we're caring for animals, then we are making sure that their basic needs are tend to be whenever we're working with them, we're either meeting a need of theirs, feeding them, cleaning their spades, making sure they have a nice bed to lie in that night, making sure that there's nothing that is going to harm them. So like, no fencing or nothing on the ground that they can stand on. So it's very much that we are caring. A role in animals is caring for the animals. It might also be training them, teaching them new skills. I don't know, our dogs learn to do agility, so a lot of our farm assistants get involved in that.
And also around dog walks, making sure that they're safe and the people handling the dogs are safe. There's a lot of safety involved, isn't there?
There were children we spoke to recently, actually, who said about wanting to become like professional dog walkers and stuff when they're older. So again, you can see how a lot of this links in. So is there any other animals we could wander towards?
We'll go
maybe
see the donkeys
next. Go see the donkeys. Brilliant.
They might be quite vocal.
That's good. So I might just keep talking while we walk, but if we can't hear as well, I'll just cut some of it out. So it's fine. So just you might have already done this earlier, I can't remember, thank you. How many kind of animals and stuff what do you have here? Just paint a picture of the different types of animals you have.
So we've got a real range of animals here, really.
Yep.
We've got lots of birds. So we've got ducks, geese, chicken.
Guinea fowl.
Yep.
Yeah. We've got some donkeys, some goats.
Oh, here he is. Yep.
Yep, here's Mabel.
Mabel.
This is Mabel. She's a pygmy goat.
Hello. Hi, Mabel.
Yeah, so we've got our two donkeys here, Minstrel and Tiger. We've got
great names again.
Pigs, yep.
Pigs as well.
Pigs and rabbits.
Sheep. We've got a miniature pony. Then we've got a team of dogs that help us out a lot.
Yep.
So yeah, we've got quite a wide variety of animals.
Yeah.
We lamb every year.
Okay.
So we have new sheep about May time. Farm assistants get involved in that. So unfortunately this year our sheep lamb during lockdown, but normally the farm assistants get involved in helping lambs. So if we've got anyone, sheep that are struggling, they'll get involved. They'll dip the cords once they're born, and then we'll just care for them for a couple of hours after they've been born. So that is a great activity, and it's very much loved.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone wants to be here when the sheep are lambing.
Yeah, but it's really cute.
So donkeys.
They're not in a vocal mood today.
They've got so much hay.
Ah, they're eating. I guess if we just go back to COVID, actually. So I know you guys are outside, and obviously you probably can still do some stuff, but I know we spoke about some of the stuff you can't do. How has COVID affected the farm, would you say? Has it affected the farm, or have you been quite lucky?
I think during the first lockdown, we did have to close the farm just because guidelines, and we were unsure how we could meet the guidelines and keep everyone safe. So as well as keeping the farm assistants safe, we have a team that we needed to keep safe, but we also had to make sure that the animals were cared for. We did run the service that there was always a team, a small team or individuals here to care for the farm animals. So a lot of our farm assistants missed out in that role that they had on a weekly basis to come here and care for the animals. In their heads, they were thinking, well, if I'm not there to care for the animal, who's going to care for it?
Yeah.
So they did lose that sense of their purpose then. They weren't having to do it for weeks. But when we reopened, there was a high demand for the service. A lot of people wanting to be outside, wanting to get involved. It has meant that we are keeping more of a distance from the farm assistants, so things maybe that we might have been more hands-on with and supporting, we kind of don't do them activities as much, just to lessen the contact.
We've had to come up with more outside spaces, haven't we? So that we're trying to be outside as much as possible, really, and have some more shelters outside.
We don't have large indoor spaces, so it's quite difficult for the colder weather. Being at the farm, everyone is quite active, so that helps that we stay warm. And we are just we've been quite lucky this year. It hasn't been too wet or too cold so far.
I see lots of extra cleaning, and we're keeping on top, so all of the equipment's color-coded, isn't it, so there's no cross-contamination. So every farm assistant is assigned their own wheelbarrow and watering can and all of the equipment that they might use.
Brilliant. So. Yeah, and I felt nice and safe coming in, had my temperature checks and obviously washed my hands and all of that kind of stuff. Yeah. So it's great. I remember the question I was going to ask you now, just because we're standing next to two animals again. What are your favourite animals here, personally? What would you say?
Oh, it's really hard.
I love all of it. I think Pepper's one of the funnest, isn't she?
Pepper's
got a really good personality. So Pepper's one of our big...
She's
in bed. We'll go and see her in a minute.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Some parrots, so hopefully she'll come out and have a chat.
Sure,
with us.
Yeah, let's walk and see Pepper then as well. What about you? Do you have one?
It's really difficult. I don't like saying I've got favourites because I'm scared of animals.
That they might hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's a sensible answer. You can say you like them all the same.
I think maybe the rabbits. I've got a soft spot.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
It's really difficult. We have a lot.
So you said a few moments ago about high demand, kind of since the lockdown has been eased a little bit. Do you have plans in the future to kind of expand the farm as such, or are you quite happy with how it is now?
We would like to develop it more. Myself and Megan have actually just taken over the farm, so we are now the new directors. So we do have plans that we would like to develop in the future. As you can see, we've got 14 acres of land.
Yes.
We don't utilise all of it. So the idea would be that we can expand and use some more of our land to improve and develop the service that we're providing. George has just joined our team after she qualified recently, so we're very lucky to have her. She's a great asset to us. And as a team, we are a small team at the moment, but we would like to expand and make sure that as many people as possible can access our service and get the benefits of being around the animals.
And I think that's one of the beauties of the farm. It is like an evolving project, isn't it, that all the farm assistants really get involved with, and lots of them bring ideas to the farm about things that they'd like to do for the animals. And as you can see, looking around the farm, there's goat gyms and all sorts of things that have been made by the farm assistants, so it's really nice. They kind of help to develop it, don't they?
Yeah, so they put in like some, they'll go away and they'll look and they'll think, oh, this is something that we could do for the pig or the goat or the pony. And some people come along and they do stretching with some of the donkeys or the ponies, or they learn to walk the minstrel. One of our donkeys is a bit chunky. I think he's been stealing all the carrots. So the farm assistants have been actually getting him a bit more exercise recently. So
okay.
They kind of see with us, we're like planning what we can do next to kind of make things better for the animals and make things better for the farm assistants. Putting in new developments for them, and we're like in the process of building a new rabbit area for our rabbits, and the farm assistants are getting involved in what we might build in there. We've got some people wanting to build castles and hotels and stuff like that. So yeah, they're getting really creative.
The care and the love comes through really like strongly with everything that you're saying about the farm and making sure, even what you said earlier about young people, the kind of things they need to think about if they ever want to work with animals, which I think's a really good message.
Yeah.
You know, if there's people listening to this and they want to go and find out more because maybe they work in a school or maybe they just work for a service that thinks they could benefit from the farm, how would they go and do that?
So they can contact us through our website. So it's dedhamtherapyfarm.org. Or they can contact us through email. So our email is hello@dedhamtherapyfarm.org.uk. We have a referral form and they just fill that in, so you can self-refer on behalf of someone, or if you have a GP or anyone that you think can refer you if you're not confident to repair yourself. But we are more than happy to help with the referral form in any way if you just contact our office. Once we've received the referral form, a member of our team will have a look at it, and we invite you in to have a look around. So we want to give the individual the opportunity to come see the farm and see if this is something they would like to do. They kind of get a chance to meet our team, and we get a chance to meet them, have a talk about maybe what animals are interested in, what tasks they'd like to do, and then from that we can kind of decide how often they'd like to come, what they'd benefit from. So it's quite informal, it's relaxed. We don't want it to be scary. Obviously coming to a new setting is anxious enough anyway.
Yeah.
Never mind one that has got loads of animals and it might be cold or it might be raining. But yeah, it's quite a nice process to come, and we get to meet the animals and hand feed them and pet some. And
yeah. Are you open all year round? For that? Yeah. Okay.
So going all
year, all weathers.
All weathers.
Brilliant. We'll finish with a chat with Pepper.
Hopefully.
She might be having her siesta after dinner. So.
Just over here, is that okay? Yeah.
Thank you. You're okay with pigs and stuff?
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what, actually? Pigs are probably one of my favourites. Oh. So this is good for me as well.
Pepper, come on. Hello, Pepper.
Pepper.
Come on. We got some carrots.
Pepper.
Oh,
that's good.
Kieran here to meet you.
Hello.
Oh, you got scratch.
Just out of interest, well, we could include this in the podcast, I guess. How much do pigs eat in a day? Would you know the answer to that one? They're quite big eaters, aren't they?
Yeah.
From what I know.
So Peppa for breakfast has some pig nuts and vegetables.
Yeah.
She also likes donuts and stuff like that, sweet treats. She's got a bit of a sweet tooth.
Okay, yeah.
And then she kind of has more vegetables again for dinner.
Sorry, yeah, Pepper. good balanced diet, though. It gets the vegetables in, which is good. Am I all right to touch?
Yeah. Her favourite is raspberries and strawberries.
Okay, yeah.
She does like a berry. She's quite fond of a melon, too.
Yeah.
She doesn't like anything green, anything that might be too healthy. So she's not a fan of Brussels sprouts
or broccoli.
No, not a fan of broccoli.
Right. She's not the quietest eater either, as you can probably hear.
Well, Pepe, this is history. You're our first animal on our podcast.
Pepe's very famous. And
yeah,
boring.
Absolutely.
Sorry, Pepe. Pepe's 11.
She's lovely.
She's been at the farm. I think they were one of the first animals they got when they opened the farm.
Okay, yeah.
So she's very much settled in here, and this is home.
That's lovely. It's a great way to kind of come towards the end of the podcast with Pepper in here. Just in case, because I know we recorded it slightly earlier, just once more, could you remind people of the website and the email address they want to look the farm up? Is that all right?
Yeah. So you can find us on social media. We're called Dedham Therapy Farm.
Brilliant.
We've got a Facebook and Instagram page.
Yep.
our website is dedhamtherapyfarm.org,
yep.
And our email address is hello@dedhamtherapyfarm.org.uk.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Georgia. And thank you, Pepper.
Thank you, Karen, for coming to visit us.
Thank you.
The Maize and Cultures to Parents Support Group are sponsoring this series of the Multi-Schools Lowdown. We offer support for families of children and young people with special educational needs in the Colchester area. To learn more and get in touch, please visit the Maize website, themaizegroup.co.uk.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.